And there have been so many memorable games between the Chiefs and Broncos down through the years. This one will never be forgotten, but for the wrong reasons. The Chiefs had a 24-17 lead with 2:27 to go, and the Broncos get 14 points in 9 seconds and somehow win this game, B.J. Kissel. This one will be hard to get out of the system.
Yeah, this one definitely stings right now, but when you look at this game, the answers are pretty simple. And 5 turnovers, 0-for-7 on third down. I mean, 70 yards in penalties. You look at the opportunities the Chiefs had in this game, especially early, to kind of add to their lead when they got up 14-0. They had opportunities, but they really didn't do themselves any favors with all those turnovers, and that's really hard to overcome. And you look at it, they lost by 7 points, but they really couldn't have done much else to put themselves in a position to have to overcome these kind of things.
But the turnovers, there were 2 deep in Denver territory, and then there was 2 deep in the Chiefs' own territory, including the game-winning touchdown return by Roby on the fumble return. But it was almost a feeling like the Chiefs, what about the opportunities? They could have maybe blown these guys out, or at least this wouldn't have been a game at the end.
Yeah, I feel like on both sides of the ball, you mentioned it right there, they were the turnovers deep in the territory. I think that was really the difference, and you kind of felt that momentum change a couple of times. And one of the reasons I felt like the Chiefs kept getting momentum back on their side, and somebody that we've talked about before, is Dustin Colquitt, the punter. He's probably not going to be talked about a lot because of the way this game ended, but he flipped the field in the Chiefs' favor so many different times when the offense was struggling against that Broncos defense, and he really gave the Chiefs a chance. They kept keeping Peyton Manning and Denver on that side of the field, so it's going to get lost because of everything else that happened. I felt like he really gave them a chance in this game.
Well, and Justin Houston was terrific in this game too. 6 tackles, pass defense, 2 sacks, and it looked like his second sack changed the field position and would have given the Chiefs the advantage. Instead, it is a loss, 31-24 to the Broncos. Let's get some further reaction. Let's go to the studio now. Here is Pete Sweeney and former Chief Dan Hughes.